their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Pata Vedra listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. It's always our delight to have you call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We'll be talking about what I think is a very serious issue today. Truth will prevail. Truth will prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that, while burning at the stake, said, "Truth shall prevail." And we're going to talk about that prevailing truth today. We're finding that we've been lied to in just about every area, almost every category that you could think of in our society in America, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. Now, I'm sure that we had deception going on through the Communist Network News and other news sources and through the political apparatus for many, many years, but I have seen it more staring, glaring, factual things that we can see today than I believe I've seen in my lifetime. I don't know of any other time in the history of America that I've seen and recognized how we have been purposely deceived on just about every level in society. In fact, it is a truth that God is the only one that's truth. Romans 3:4 says, we read, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious thing when it gets to the point where you realize and you recognize that it's an impossibility to trust what the government is saying, what the news is saying. I can recall days of yesteryear, and I believe many of our listeners can also. I can recall when you'd sit and watch the 6 o'clock news, 5:30, whatever it was, news in the afternoon, and you would think, that's truth. They're giving me the news. That's factual. Perhaps we could go back and look, if it were possible, and introspectively review or go back from looking at what has taken place after those news events and find many times we were lied to. Well, it's a prolific, absolute fact today that we're being lied to by our government, our health agencies. We're being lied to by those political leaders, both the left and right, both Democrat and Republican. I don't try to give them a pass on this issue at all, because it is determined by their, their passion, their greed, their gravis, and what they're wanting to accomplish themselves. Who's paying them? Who are the lobbyists behind them? What's their goals and aspirations? The problem is 99% of the time, we cannot say that our political leadership is in office to protect we the people. That's a thing of the past. It's over. And we cannot adhere to that, believe that, or grasp that as being truth today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the issues each and every day, we do so through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? In John 8:31 and 32, Jesus says, If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, Jesus makes a declaratory statement when we find in the scripture, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. It is my prayer each and every day on this broadcast that you will seek the truth and that you'll hear the truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that made a profound statement. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be true today. There are those today that will reject truth. I'm not talking about just political issues, social, economic, military, biblical, theological, doctrinal issues. You stand on truth, you're going to find those that want to confront, argue, debate, and challenge it. Challenging whether or not you're telling the truth. This is the reason I go back to former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint's statement. He said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In about a two-page article on that subject, Jim DeMint says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And then when we find some of the latest surveys shows that 55% of the millennials do not believe in absolute truth. 55% of the millennials today. So each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not a variety of versions to truth. There's a single truth. There's a single truth. The 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And then, as I said earlier in the pre-monologue, that same person, Jan Hus, when being put to death by burning at the stake, made the statement, truth shall prevail. And I want us to understand in this broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll just be able to surface, no way to dig the well and go deep into the well of what we see taking place. But we're living in a nation that spawned upon lies today. We're living in a nation today that we do not know, generally speaking, what is true and what is not, unless we see it through the prism of the Word of God. Everything that we look at locally, nationally, statewide, and internationally, we need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about it? How should we respond to it? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time, 11291 Old San Augustine Road. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family of Tools for a Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for a Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. That's 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Truth will prevail. Now, listen very carefully. Not too long ago, in fact, it's probably been a year ago, and having a conference with a very well-known, reputable physician here in our city, board certified for about 35 years now, and we're talking about what is taking place in the medical field with the death and the dying and the lying, the deception with the COVID jabs, the lockdowns, the mask mandates, et cetera, et cetera. And he said to me, he said, within 10 years, the entire global medical community will look back in absolute regret over what was done, what has been done because of COVID and through the COVID protocol. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am seeing today more and more and more of that rapid exposure of the lies that we've been told in relationship to that very fact. I am concerned today, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says that whatever the Bible says, we need to believe it. Whatever the government says, we need to question it. Whatever Joe Biden says, the Biden family cabal, and the entire Biden administration, we need to question it, challenge it, and understand that whatever they're saying, it's generally the very opposite of that. You remember, the entire demonically controlled Democratic Party for years said that Donald J. Trump was a puppet for Russia, only to find out that there was no Russian collusion with Trump, only to find out the truth finally prevailed, that it was, in fact, the Bidens and the Clintons and others that have been bought and paid for by Russia and China and other, perhaps even Iran and other national, international bodies that hate America. It is a sad, sad scenario, but we're watching today the facts coming out. Eventually, we'll know the truth about President Kennedy's assassination. Those documents have been locked away, kept top secret for over 60 years now. One day, the truth will prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility for truth to be hidden perpetually without somewhere, somehow, someone coming forth. Today, we're having the whistleblowers, as it's called, coming out of the woodwork, telling Kevin McCarthy and others on some of the committees with the Republicans, telling them about what really has taken place. One day, ladies and gentlemen, the truth will prevail in relationship to the stolen election in 2020, the stolen election in 2022, the fact that Joe Biden is an illegal, unconstitutionally seated president in the Oval Office today. That might take several years. But ladies and gentlemen, eventually truth will prevail. And when we think about that, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand one of the major, major issues, and we'll take a large amount of this broadcast time today to expose some of the things wherein we've been lied to in relationship to the COVID fiasco. Now, I could go into infinite details about that. I've had the privilege of studying, researching, reviewing, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 or 6,000 articles on that subject. I'm not a know-it-all. I can't say that I know everything about it. But I have major, major, major insight and knowledge in relationship to what has taken place in that realm. We were lied to by Dr. Fauci, ladies and gentlemen, and the CDC. We were told that the lockdowns would stop COVID spread. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've heard it or not, if you've read it, Dr. Fauci is now trying to extricate himself for the purpose, I believe, of history future by now saying, quote, as we look back, we see that the lockdowns were not beneficial. Dr. Fauci is now saying that masks probably are not efficacious in preventing the COVID spread. Ladies and gentlemen, that the truth is coming out, the truth is prevailing, But how do you put together? How do you put it back together? How do you put the lives of those that were lost as a result of the lockdowns? Several thousands, I believe the number wound up being like 240,000, 250,000 people committed suicide because of the lockdowns. How do you put people, make people whole after their lives were upended and their lives were totally destroyed because their family businesses were destroyed, locked down? How do you put back together the apostasy that's taking place today in our churches as a result of the churches being locked down and most churches going on online, how would you say, transmission of their messages? And now multitudes of so-called Christians sitting in the bedroom, sitting in the living room, and refusing to go to church, refusing to fellowship and worship with like believers because their philosophy is, I can still be entertained. It's not worship, ladies and gentlemen. I can be entertained by just watching my church and the preacher online. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. We've been lied to by Dr. Fauci, been lied to by the CDC, been lied to by the FDA, been lied to by the Biden administration, been lied to by everyone that's touched that question of COVID-19. I'm looking at an article that's a very recent article. In fact, it was February 24th of this year when the research was finished. It was the Cochrane, C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E, review and research. And the headline says, "Do masks work? Do masks work?" It says what the Cochrane review can and can't tell us. In the article, it states this. The review concluded, it was a mega, mega review. The review concluded, wearing masks in the community probably makes little or no difference to the outcome of laboratory-confirmed influenza, SARS-CoV-2, compared to not wearing a mask at all, end quote. Now, I'm looking at about a 10-page article. That's the summary statement in the article. The Cochrane Review, and they're well-researched, well-known for their for the efficacy of their research, and their research studies basically said, as I've been saying now for 3 years, masks are worthless. In fact, about 146 studies on a global basis been done on the study of masks. Even the best mask that is out there, supposedly recommended, the N95. The N95 is the one that most doctors, nurses, medical associations wear today. Even the N95 mask is worthless in the prevention of the transmission of any pathogen, especially as COVID-19. The best mask, the opening is about 3 microns. 3 microns. The COVID pathogen is 1/10 of a micron. So the question is, can a 1/10 of a micron pathogen go through a 3 micron opening? The answer to that, yes. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure that out. But ladies and gentlemen, at one time, as you recall, Emperor Fauci was saying that it's good not just to wear one mask, or 2 masks, maybe tripling up on the mask. And on some occasions, you'd see him with his show and tell on television interviews where he would have 2 or 3 masks, and so that you'd see that it was a stacking of the mask. They were each one different colors. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been lied to. We were deceived. We were told that the lockdowns would prevent the spread. In fact, because President Trump was lied to by Sir Anthony Fauci, whispering in his ear that millions would die unless we do a lockdown. Trump was deceived. Trump followed the deception ignorantly, if I can use that term, of Donald J. Trump. He followed Fauci's input because he was ignorant about the fact that it would not change things. But he, Trump, as you know, said to the nation, we're going to lock down for 2 weeks, 15 days, I believe was the number he said, to flatten the curve. Well, 2 years it took, supposedly, to flatten the curve. The whole time, we were told that natural immunity, lied to, natural immunity would not work. Natural immunity was not going to be beneficial and efficacious. It was going to take the lockdown. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, vaccine mandates did nothing to stop the spread of COVID, according to the latest findings. We were told by the CDC and the FDA, we were told by Big Pharma, we were told by Dr. Fauci that the vaccination would stop the spread of COVID. Not only would it stop the spread of COVID, if you've got COVID and you take the vaccination, it would prevent death. Let me just read you several excerpts from this major article. Vaccine mandate did nothing to stop the spread of COVID, according to the latest study. Vaccine mandates that were implemented across the United States did nothing to stop the spread of COVID-19, according to a new study. In the study conducted by the George Mason University, researchers analyzed data to examine the efficacy of citywide COVID vaccine mandates. Across the country, widespread mandates were issued for businesses, transport, and indoor public places. However, the researchers found that there is no, and it's underlined in this article, no evidence that these measures did anything to reduce COVID cases or COVID deaths, end quote. These mandates imposed severe restrictions on the lives of many citizens and business owners, according to the researchers. Yet we find, again, no evidence that the mandates were effective in their intended goals of reducing COVID-19 cases and COVID deaths. The researchers evaluated data from several major U.S. cities, including New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, New Orleans, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Again, listen, quote, we find no evidence that the announcement of impending or indoor vaccination mandates, the cities listed, had any significant effect at all on the COVID uptick, COVID-19 cases and COVID-19 deaths, and this is largely consistent with all U.S. cities that implemented the mandate, researchers wrote. When COVID first emerged in America, early 2020, leaders of the democratically led big cities forced all of its residents into lockdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad. This article further states, researchers found zero evidence to back the alleged science. We were told that science was what Fauci was working on, only to find out that his, quote, science was fluid and had no absolutes. But he claimed that there was an absolute, that they had determined absolutely this, that, or the other. In fact, he referred to him as Dr. Science on one occasion, when on television, he said, if you question Anthony Fauci, you're literally questioning science. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to in relationship to it. This article says, a survey found that over 90% of New York City restaurants reporting having customer-related challenges, such as losing customers who objected to the mandate, and 75% of the staff-related challenges. Those are just a small fraction of the disruptions nationally that were seen because of the COVID lockdowns, which did nothing to prevent the COVID spread, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth will prevail. Now, I'll be honest with you. When you look at some of the things that's taking place today, you wonder, God, will it ever come to light? Will truth ever be revealed? Listen, everything that is done in darkness will come to light eventually based on the authority of the Word of God. We need to recognize that God's not dead. God's not blind. God's not sick. God's not on vacation. And we see these things taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's detrimental to humanity. It's detrimental to our nation. And it certainly has been detrimental, devastatingly so, for our churches in our nation today. We've been lied to. Dr. Fauci and the CDC and FDA and the federal government, it's lied to us. We were led to believe by all of these three-letter agencies, including Big Pharma, that we're told that the COVID vaccination would prevent the death or prevent the spread or prevent the acquisition of COVID-19. And now we know that Big Pharma lied to us. Now we know that their claims were false. Now we're finding that with Big Pharma, they had zip zero control over what was being manufactured, going out in different batches. Some of the batches were deadly. Some of them were not. we discovered in the past, I reckon it's been less than 6 months now, that the COVID vaccinations were made in China and India and other parts of the world with zero control of the efficacy or the ingredients by specificity that would go in each batch. This is the reason you'd have some people that would take the vaccination and within 24 hours they're dead. Some would take the vaccination and it didn't seem to bother them at all. Some would take the vaccination and have myocarditis or other major heart ailments. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to, but truth will prevail. Here's an article. Dr. Naomi Wolf explains it. Pfizer's concerning genocidal nature wreaking havoc on all of the American people. I'm thankful that we have a governor in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis. By the way, I do not want to see him run for president. Do not want to see him have legislation passed that they're working on now in the House and the Senate. Hear me? In the state of Florida, in the House and the Senate, they're fast-tracking legislation at the behest of our governor to make it legal for him to run for president while still seated as the governor. Now, that might sound all right for Ron DeSantis, but once he is out of office, once he is gone and someone else in office, let's just say we got a bad governor and that law is still on the books, and it would be. That means that he could continue to run as a presidential candidate or other candidacy and still be the governor of our state. We're opening Pandora's box. And if the governor DeSantis runs for president, and it looks like he plans to do so, it's going to divide the state of Florida. It will ensure that we'll have a ranked liberal for the next governor. It will ensure that Ron DeSantis, by the way, I don't believe Ron DeSantis can win the presidential election across America. I believe it's an impossibility. He's well known in Florida. His reputation is known for good or bad across the nation, but he is not a known personality in the positions that he thinks he's known in. So I'm just simply saying, as a little digression from the theme and the thought and the issue today, that I'm prayerful that Ron DeSantis will wake up before he throws his hat in the ring to run for president. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here that says, Florida Governor DeSantis on COVID vaccine, savior or murderer, ? 19,000% increase in seniors' deaths after the COVID-19 shot. 19,000%, ladies and gentlemen, increase in seniors' deaths after the COVID shot. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis being primed by the Republican Party to become the next presidential candidate. He is being advertised as an anti-COVID injection nurse in an effort to offer a clear choice over the very vaccine that Donald Trump approved. And it goes on to talk about the data from VAERS. That's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, shows 19,000% increase in the death of seniors after the experimental COVID-19 injection. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth will prevail. I want to hear from you. Do you believe, this is the question, do you believe that these things that are taking place, the Hunter Biden laptop, the question and relationship to Biden being a puppet of Russia, of China, do you believe that truth will eventually come out on these things? How do you believe that? Why do you believe that? What are some of the issues that you would like to discuss on the air by calling 904-831-0917? What are some of the issues that you believe need to be that's relevant, that needs to be brought to light and uncovered so that the truth will prevail on those issues? Love to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious subject today, with the major, major thing being truth needs to come out. Truth needs to prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that we are discussing an issue that needs to be understood and grappled with. We're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Right after that, we'll be right back, right after the news, as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. U.S. economy didn't grow nearly as much as economists were expecting year to date. The gross domestic product expanding at a rate of 1.1% January through March. That's compared to a 2.6% expansion in the fourth quarter of last year. An appeals court ruling has cleared the way for former Vice President Pence to testify about the events leading up to the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Disney taking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to court after the state moved to rescind the special benefits it granted the entertainment giant over its sprawling Orlando area properties decades ago. And a Chinese Coast Guard ship has blocked a Philippine patrol vessel from entering an area of the South China Sea, the Chinese action causing a frightening near collision. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, the Dow up 76 points. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe is pertinent, an issue that I believe we need to understand and be able to grapple with and grasp the fundamentals of, and that is truth will prevail. I believe somehow, some way we get, and it's not a difficult thing to do. I believe many, even as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, get to the point of saying, well, what's the use turning on the news? They lie to us. What's the use in believing what the doctors say because they lie to us? And they do. More than, I believe, in the history of our great nation. We're going to get into the depths of it in a moment in relationship to what is taking place with the medical group as a whole, what took place during the apex of COVID, and the number of deaths that I believe were committed at the hands of doctors, nurses, hospitals, and medical associations. We're talking about today, truth will prevail. We're talking about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that CDC and the FDA, Dr. Fauci and the federal government lied to the American citizens during a three-year period of time about COVID. We were totally petrified, frightened to death as a nation, believing that you've got to put the mask on, you've got to stay at home, you can't even go shopping at the grocery store because you might touch a bag that the groceries had been bagged in and it would transmit and you'd bring it home. We had people that would get groceries, bring them, put them on the front porch, take a hose and hose down the bags and the grocery items before they'd bring them in the house because they were petrified because of the lies about COVID and about the transmission of COVID. We were lied to, ladies and gentlemen, about the origin of COVID. We were told by Dr. Fauci, and he lied and lied and lied and lied and lied some more about it, and it's only after he's resigned from office now. He's trying to extricate himself and going back and backpedaling with some softer statements about these issues. But it was Dr. Fauci that was very, very passionate about the fact that the COVID-19 originated in a Wuhan, China wet market. That is a open-air meat market and not in the lab. He even fabricated, had 51 scientists to sign a letter that said that they had studied and done the research and concluded that it was an impossibility for it to come out of the lab, that the Wuhan, China virus had to have come out of the wet market. Only to find out now, ladies and gentlemen, that those so-called scientists, doctors, signed it under duress because they were told by Anthony Fauci, that was the one that was in charge of granting the, research grants, making the approval of the research grants, that these physicians and scientists would not get unless they willingly signed that letter. And it made it look as though the whole scientific world, whole medical world, had researched it, and that Dr. Anthony Fauci was Sir Anthony Fauci, and he could not be challenged because he was always right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply a lie that we've been deceived by. Look at an article that says the prominent CNN doctor concedes that the U.S. has been overcounting COVID-19 deaths. A doctor, which appeared on the prominently in the media during the pandemic, acknowledged that the United States was overcounting COVID deaths and stressed the need for transparent reporting on the real numbers. Leanne Wayne, W-E-N-Wayne, former Planned Parenthood director, who now works for CNN and the Washington Post, told the channel that natural immunity and vaccinations have reduced severe COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. Further in this 8-page article, but if those patients die, the doctor said that COVID-19 may get added to their death certificates, meaning they're counted as COVID deaths, whether they died from COVID or not. That's despite COVID-19 not even being the primary factor or the cause of the death. Notably, several Northern California counties in the midst of the 2021 pandemic changed how they counted COVID-19 deaths. In one county, the death figure dropped by 22%, while in another, 400 fewer deaths were reported following the changes. Ladies and gentlemen, they were exacerbating the fear in America by lying to us, by lying to we the people about the number of deaths taking place as a result of COVID. So it had everybody panic-stricken. Dr. Leanna Wynn has another one slammed after admitting there's been an overcounting of the COVID deaths 2.5 years later. She claimed that the actual COVID deaths count could be 30%, only 30% of what's been counted. In other words, in medical science research position of those that's willing to take a stand, are now saying that perhaps only about 30% of the total numbers, let's just say they used a number of 100 that had died, only 30 would have really been the correct number. That shows what was taking place in order to frighten Americans into lining up in their automobiles to pull around for somebody to jab the death jab into your arm, not having any information, not being told with what is required for patients' consent, for there to be a consent and for there to be informed consent. That means you're told what that needle can do, all of the side effects. Perhaps you had some doctor sit down and tell you, or nurse, or one that gave you the jab. Love to hear from you. What did they tell you were the side effects? Did they tell you you could die? Did they tell you it would destroy your heart? Did they tell you it would could sterilize you? Did they tell you that you could have some major paralyzation as a result of it? Did they tell you if you were a pregnant woman getting the jab that it could cause deformity or death for your baby? No, they didn't. We've been lied to. But I believe truth shall prevail. Truth will eventually come out on this. It is absolutely astounding to me of what we see, what we now see coming out little by little. But I believe the valve will be open. And there'll be total knowledge of the depth and the breadth of what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, what has taken place. This article says, here's another one, disturbing new revelations about COVID shots and its link to myocarditis. Hundreds of young people have died after getting the experimental COVID shot, and now reports reveal that the research from Harvard Medical suggests an eyebrow-raising question. Reason. It could be that the spike antigen in the shot itself could be triggering the myocarditis, which can be fatal in some. Fact checkers and big tech lost another round, which purportedly said that COVID-19 misinformation this week, when an American Heart Association journal published research suggesting the spike protein used in the mRNA vaccines can harm most people. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it's bothersome to me. It is earth-shaking to me that where we at one time could have total confidence and trust in our physician, only to find now, in retrospect, as the truth is prevailing, that these physicians were forbidden to tell you the truth. They would recommend the COVID vaccine. They recommended the mask. In fact, most do not know that these physicians and these medical associations, even the doctor's offices and the hospitals, they're receiving millions of dollars from the federal government to force you to wear a mask, to force you to take the COVID exam, to force you to take a COVID test before they would treat you. It's frightening, but yet it's the real truth that is prevailing and is coming out now. Another headline, major headline. More disturbing reports emerge of young people dying suddenly, including athletes, after the COVID shots. Headline again, CDC issues new COVID-19 guidelines and guidance after FDA makes its changes. Ladies and gentlemen, they're constantly changing now, going back and trying to whitewash the record, trying to make changes as though they were not saying other things than what they're saying now. This article says the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, issued new guidelines to people with weak immune systems, saying that they should take extra precautions after taking COVID-19 antibody treatment. Emergency use authorization was pulled by another federal agency. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going back, modifying, changing for further deception, because the truth is eventually coming out. Truth will prevail. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please. We lost Jim. Tom, go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to thank you that I can always count on you to come through. That, as you know, I've called you many times and said, that was just the greatest broadcast. It just gave me a lot of hope. But I have to think, when I tell you that, that means that we've reached an apex. But we haven't. You keep on studying, and you diligently get up every day. You get on the radio, and you inform the listeners who believe in Christ. And Dr. Youngblood, what you're saying today, then, that I spoke to my Jewish friend yesterday, and again, he blew me off in my beliefs. He's relying on his own understanding. You know where that leads you. But yes. I just thank you for being there. Because now what you've said is everything in the Bible is going to come true. And we don't have to worry that Christ is going to come back, and all of this nonsense, he's going to put a stop to it.
Absolutely.
I just thank you. I thank you, Dr. Youngblood. You know, I donate. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I donate monthly. I wish everybody that's listening would donate. Because it's a well worth cause, and if you really realize it, it'll bring you through to the end.
Tom, I want to jump in at that point and say, may your tribe increase. It is an opportunity to invite others. If you're listening, if you're encouraged, if you're informed, if this is a blessing to you each and every day, then as Tom is saying, our urge and encouragement to you would be to support it, underwrite it by not just your words and your prayers. All of that is good, needful, and necessary, but also by your finances. It is needful and necessary for us to continue to have this broadcast each and every day, that you help underwrite it. It's largely underwritten by the church, our church, but we need your assistance in doing so. Go to FCBCATJax.com. And go to the donate radio section, donate button. Love to have you participate. Tom, Thank you so much for your words of encouragement and for your call. And we're going to further talk about the seriousness of where we are in America today with the constant lying and the deception. And it's on every hand in every area. We're being lied to now in relationship to Ukraine. We're being lied to in relationship to China. We're being lied to in relationship to what is taking place with the petrodollars and the currency and the rapidly approaching crash of the economy for the latter portion of this year, as we're told by major, major, well-known and qualified economists. They're telling us the economy is going to crash this fall. And so, Tom, we're looking at a big picture and trying to boil it down to a bite-sized broadcast of how we're being lied to, but the truth is ultimately going to prevail. And I am so thankful for you and for your call and for your continued prayers and financial support. God bless you, Tom. Thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth will prevail. I'm looking at a massive article, and it would literally take an entire broadcast to dissect it and to bring forth the truth from it. But this massive article comes from the American Thinker, dated April the 25th, and it says the headline, What Happened in Hospitals During COVID. Now, that's the title, What Happened in Hospitals During the COVID, During COVID. And I'm going to read excerpts from it and pause and talk about it, invite you to call. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the introductory portion of this serious document that's in print. Hospitals should be places that you can trust to provide you with comfort and healing when you're most vulnerable. But that trust may have been shattered by the brutal COVID protocols, and critics claim turned many hospitals, listen, into hellscapes and systematic medical murder. The victims' stories have been muffled by the mainstream media, but they're starting to break through. Truth is coming out. For one thing, lawsuits against three hospitals have been filed in California by 14 bereaved families who claim their loved ones were killed, listen to this, by the CDC protocol. Meanwhile, activist organizations like Protocol Kills and former feds group Freedom Foundation and America's Frontline Nurses are collecting and documenting stories from bereaved families about what happened to their loved ones when they entered the hospitals hoping for healing. Instead, it led to bizarre and tortured deaths, end quote. This article states further. The writer says, I find it heartbreaking to read their stories, which share a hauntingly similarity, a feeling of being trapped in a highly organized nightmare. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll pause there. Even the attorney that's over in Gainesville, Jeff Childress. Jeff Childress has coined the term hospital kidnapping, because once you were entered into the hospital, if it was on the basis of COVID, hospitals would not release you. Jeff Childress, the attorney, filed suit against Mayo Clinic on two occasions because of kidnapping patients with so-called COVID, would not let their families extricate them from the clutches of the hospital that ultimately killed them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read about another paragraph and then take our next caller. Find it heartbreaking these stories are so, share the similarities, feeling being trapped in the highly organized nightmare. The ritual progresses in predictable stages. In fact, this writer gives four stages for this predictable outcome. First, the patient is isolated from the family, who are unable to advocate for their loved ones or monitor what is happening. Next, the patient is diagnosed with COVID-19 or COVID pneumonia, even if they came to the hospital because of a broken arm. Then they're bullied into getting remdesivir, a highly toxic drug which kills 53% of its patients who had the misfortune of taking it. Next, according to the California lawsuit, they're placed on a BiPAP machine at a high rate, making it difficult for them to breathe. Their hands are often tied down so that they cannot take the BiPAP machine off their faces. And this art writer says, I know it's getting unbearably painful to read, but stay with me to the bitter end and to memorize or memorialize the victims who were suffering. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Hello, I'm Carol, and I just wanted, I really appreciate your, are you taking me?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I agree with everything that you said, about 95%. Here's what I saw. I had come back from overseas in Southeast Asia during COVID. That was a feat in itself. And what I saw while I lived in Georgia and then Tennessee is there were reports from the senior centers that would give I'm sure you know more about this than I do. They would give a really, really high count for how many there were in their places and that died of COVID. And then all of a sudden, you know, I said, wait a minute, let me write this down. And then whoop, they took it off. It went offline. And then another time that happened and it went offline. And you know, that's because it was lies.
Absolutely. That was the whole point, whole approach through the CDC protocol, was to inflate the numbers, and it was designed purposely, a demonic design for a demonic delusion to get all of America and all of the nation hyped up, fearing that if I don't take the COVID test, if I don't take the COVID shot, if I don't simply check myself into the hospital and let them kill me, if I don't do that, I'm going to die with COVID. When the major deaths from COVID in the hospitals and the medical associations were as an outcome of taking remdesivir, which destroys the heart, the lungs, the liver, and the kidneys. That remdesivir is the number one CDC recommendation for COVID, and the doctors were mandated to follow that CDC protocol of everyone that went in the hospital. And as I'll give the share of the numbers in just a few moments on this broadcast, they were rewarded with mega major dollars. In other words, our entire medical association has defaulted to a simple machine to kill people to get paid to do so. I'm astounded by it. I'm very, very, very passionate about what we see taking place in the medical field today as a result of being introduced to murder for hire by the federal government. You're exactly right.
Okay, and I want to share one more thing. I have good, very close friends with a doctor. He's retired now. He lives in Las Vegas. He said because he worked in the program, the medical program of, you'll know the name, I don't remember, I'm 70, so I don't remember every detail, but I got the gist of the story. He was forced. It's not that he didn't want to give patients what they deserved and needed. He was required. They're trained, when they're even in university becoming doctors, they're trained. You have to give them medication. You can't give them anything natural. There's one hospital I know of in Ohio. They give the patients options, and that's, you know, but I can't handle the cold weather there, but I honor them. And there's so much, you know, tit for tat and, you know, evil in here. And finally, you know more about this than me, I'm sure, is that somebody in another country and somebody hidden here in this country, they actually cut a dead person up to find out what really caused it. And it wasn't at all what we were told it was. It was, no, you can tell me. I don't remember the answer, but it was something in the blood, I believe.
Yes, major clot, blood clots. Some blood clots they found in the bodies were elastic-like, stretching some 6 to 12 feet in length, that is coursing throughout the vein system and the vascular system in the patient that died. And the morticians, the ones that are embalming the bodies, are coming back with those reports. It's staggering. Yeah. It's frightening. And it's absolutely debilitating just to look at some of their findings with the photographs that they have of that. But that's what we've been lied to and deceived. And it's because of M-O-N-E-Y.
Right. But here now, I might be wrong because I got this from somebody that I volunteered for in another state for a season. But they said, I don't know what his source is, and I don't want to get anyone pegged on this, but he said the richest 10 men got together in the world, and they schemed on making this because there wasn't enough money to go around to keep people alive.
Well, that's part of the part factual. Part of it could be simply a thought pattern But we have the World Economic Forum that Klaus Schwab is heading up, and they want to reduce the population. In fact, scientist slash physician out of the Mitchell Hospital, a division of Yale University, said that what we've watched is mass genocide on a global basis. And it's because our globalists feel that we need to reduce the population by about a billion people. And Bill Gates is part of that. Klaus Schwab is part of that. Soros is part of that. And certainly we find what is taking place today with our medical group, CDC, and others, that they are part and parcel of that whole approach. But it goes back to a money factor of how much has been made. Millions upon millions upon millions have been made as profits by these doctors, hospitals, and hospital and medical associations. But you're exactly right.
Why do they let China give us this stuff? Come on, somebody with a brain needs to be in charge of this.
You're exactly right. Someone with a brain needs to be in charge.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just listening to everything you're saying. I'm so frustrated. We need to be. So now, do we have to get COVID now or not? That's my biggest question right now. I'm going to Israel in August.
Well, America supposedly now the pandemic's over. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden signed off on it. That I think was the 26th of last month. That pandemic's over. It just all of a sudden it cuts off. It's over. It's ended. And the masquerade charade has stopped. But right now we're told by Dr. Fauci and others that other major pathogens are on the way. And right now, after Joe Biden has turned over our health emergency scenario to the World Health Organization, can make a claim that there is a major pathogen that's in the air and therefore demand that everything shut down, and they can do it through the World Health Organization. And then if state by state says no, I believe based on what the World Health Organization could do, they could send in blue helmeted Gestapo, force you to get the shot, force you to be locked down. And so I think we're on the fast track for seeing major global control of America as a result of Joe Biden and the detriment that he's been for our great nation. But I am.
My friend just got COVID about 5 days ago, and she got healed in 3 days. It's not gone, but it's not epidemic, of course. But it's
yes. Well, the whole thing is finding a physician that will give hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Those are the two magical, if you want to call them that, God-given chemical treatments that can heal and stop COVID in its tracks. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And I'm not a physician, but I know in the research and the study on it that those are the two things that the CDC, the FDA, and the federal government said that you can't have, but those are the very things that can heal a person rather than letting them die with the COVID protocol. But thank you so much for your call today. All we can do is keep praying that God will open the eyes of the hearer and the seer, that we'd see what's taking place and understand that truth shall prevail. But thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see the bottom line before our time is dissipated today. The bottom line is there was a killer plan that was set up to do so. And that killer plan was through the CARES Act. That is the $2 trillion stimulus package that was passed in 2020 that provided mega millions of dollars. $300,000 when a doctor or hospital would put the ventilator in a person. $300,000. $45,000 to $50,000 if they would put you in the hospital as a patient and show you having COVID. And then a 20% bonus for the hospitals and the doctors and all of the attendants waiting on you. 20% bonus if they kept you in the hospital and kept you under the doctor's care, under the headline of COVID. But the COVID protocol, the CDC protocol, was simply designed as a torture tool to kill the patient because of MONEY. I don't know of anything that could be any more sadly spoken than that, but that's what we've seen, that we've traversed. And I'm praying every day that God will continue to reveal the truth. The truth will prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students